Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and read by Lin Xiaowen.
Confucius Wisdom. Part 3. Operating and managing a business. Sustainability. Chapter 33. Novel thinking is the source of everything. The world changes fast. If you cannot let go of old ways of thinking and doing things, and simply try to repeat your current success, you're sure to meet with failure. It is not only when you make a mistake that you need to change or do something again. The business environment changes rapidly. If you can't put aside old thinking, methods, and even achievements, continuing the way you have will certainly result in failure. In this age of rapid change, a company has to continually change in order to survive. What's more, it has to change even before the time for change arrives. Why can't most businesses do this? Because they're still experiencing high-level growth and enjoying good revenues. They don't see the need for change. But that is when they will become arrogant and forget to examine themselves and review their circumstances, resulting in a new challenge. So, whether it is an entire industry or a particular company, the success of change depends on change in people's thinking. In other words, a company must forge a new corporate culture, enabling employees to sense a different atmosphere and better develop their potential. For a company to survive in a changing operating environment, the subconscious thinking of the employees must change. Changing the scope of business or management system will not by itself suffice. I divide re-engineering into three levels of effectiveness. The least effective is procedural change. This can only result in a partial improvement in efficiency and quality. The next level up is organizational change. This can establish a management team and flatten out an organization. The most effective method is paradigm shift in thought patterns. A change in management theory and policy resulting in formation of a new corporate culture will cause employees to focus their efforts and know without having to be told what they should and should not do. Confucius was a wise man who knew the importance of time and place. He believed that a junzi should adopt a different attitude depending on the circumstances. Confucius said, "When there was justice and order in the country, Ningwuzi showed his intelligence. When there was not, he played the fool." What Confucius means by this is that circumstances are always changing and people have to adapt accordingly. Otherwise, they will not survive. So, start with change in the leader's thinking. Show that you are serious about it. Come up with a new corporate vision. That will inspire everyone to follow. And there will be a chance to revive. But this process requires constant learning because you definitely cannot use previous methods for a successful model for the future. Times change. New markets require new products. New products require new technology. New technology is created by new thinking. So, new thinking is the source of everything. It's not about whether you can, but rather whether you want to.
The book you just heard is Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, which was written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and published by China's Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press.